In today's show, Bitcoin paints NASDAQ green as NCI index marks 38% gain in January. Also, the Bitcoin bulls must reclaim these two levels as Death Cross is still looming. We'll also be discussing a low-cap crypto asset by the name of Library, which surged 219% after a contentious SEC decision. Could XRP do the same? I'll be breaking this down for you. Also, in today's show, the Bank of China ex-advisor calls Beijing to reconsider a crypto ban. That's right. The economists argue that the current crypto ban in China is beneficial in the short term, but that the big opportunities can be missed in the long run. Also in today's show, breaking news, retail giant Pick and Pay to accept Bitcoin in 1,628 stores across South Africa. That's right. The grocery retailer is now accepting Bitcoin payments via the Lightning Network nationwide following a 3-month testing phase. Also in today's show, ARK Invest's Kathy Wood details massive 2,000% Bitcoin rally prediction after the crypto market bounce. That's right. In a new interview with CNBC, she goes on to share that the top asset will soar by more than 2,000% within the next 7 years. Quoting her here, in fact, we're a little higher than that $500,000 in our base case for the year 2030. And in our bull case, much higher. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone tuning into today's live stream, pod episode number 1182. I am your host, JV. Today is February 2nd, 2023, and the markets are currently pumping and in the green, which you can see here on your screen. We got Bitcoin up 3.5% for the day, trading at about 23,800. Yesterday, we eclipsed 24,000 after the FOMC announcement. Also, we have Ether up 6%, now trading just under $1,700. And as you can see, all the major cryptos currently pumping, many in the forest green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the current crypto market cap fast approaching $1.1 trillion with about $69 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 42.1% and the Ether dominance at 18.8%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Optimism up a whopping 32%, trading at $2.91, followed by Render token up about 28.5%, trading at $1.75, followed by Ethereum POW up 22.6%, trading at $4.50. Below that, we have Immutable X and CVX. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, holy moly, RNDR, is that like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I don't even know, but it's up 92%. We have XRD up 43%, and just massive overall gains for all the major altcoins. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, you can see we are currently rated a 60 in greed. That's right. After being stuck in fear and extreme fear for the bulk of 2022, it feels good to be back in greed with the market pumping. Last week was neutral at a 54, and last month a 26 in fear. How many of you are currently bullish on the king crypto? Holla at your boy. And with that being shared, now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out some of the charts on what's happening with the price action. Bitcoin's bullish surge in January has helped the NASDAQ crypto index to register its third highest monthly gain with a 38% surge. Let's go. The crypto market started the year bullish, defying major bearish market outlooks. Bitcoin and a number of alts touched new monthly month highs as inflation cooled off. Now, the NASDAQ crypto index, known as the NCI, recorded the third biggest monthly gain since its inception of February 2021. The crypto asset index was launched by Brazilian asset manager Hashdex in partnership with the NASDAQ stock exchange. The index consists of 8 cryptos, which include Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Chainlink, Stellar Lumens, amongst others. Now, Bitcoin has the highest weight in the index at 69.8%, followed by Ether at 27%. The other alts have a weight of less than 1%. Thus, the subsequent rise of Bitcoin and Ethereum, which have surged over 35% in the past month, is also reflected by the index. The index weight refers to the share of stocks invested in a particular digital asset. Now, with a prolonged crypto winter throughout last year, Bitcoin ended the year at around 16.5, with most altcoins also testing their yearly lows. Many market pundits have warned that the bearish sentiment might continue into the new year owing to the FTX saga unfolding daily. However, the crypto market showed resilience, thank God, and started the year on a bullish note, registering a double-digit gain for the past month. In fact, with that January we just had, that was the best January for Bitcoin in the past decade since literally 2013. Now, on February 1st, the Open Market Committee press briefing announced an interest rate hike. This was yesterday, of 25 basis points. The United States Fed Chairman Jerome Powell suggested inflation has started to cool off in the world's largest economy. The Fed raise worked wonders for the crypto market, with Bitcoin briefly touching 24,000 and the crypto market cap rising by 4%. That's what's up. Now, check this out. Here are some Wall Street predictions for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Ripple / XRP, which are quite enticing cryptocurrency price predictions by 2025. They have Bitcoin at $942,000. Send it. Wouldn't that be something? Ethereum at $43,000 and Ripple XRP at above $8,000. Now, obviously, we may be taking some hits from the hopium bong, but it is what it is, and I hope that it becomes true. Absolutely. Now, with that being shared, let's move on to our next story of the day and discuss the looming death cross, which is right literally approaching us, and how this could drastically impact the crypto markets. Bitcoin faces a sink or swim resistance test to confirm its macro breakout, according to the latest analysis. In a tweet February 2nd, on-chain monitoring resource material indicators flagged key levels to flip to support after Bitcoin spiked above $24,000. That's right. And what was ultimately a boon for the Bitcoin bulls, the U.S. Fed delivered what risk-on traders wanted to hear just yesterday regarding rising 25 basis points from the Fed chairman. The mood was palpable across crypto, with the price action reversing an initial drop to see 6-month highs at 24,250 on Bitstamp, which is the current high for the year. And while a subsequent correction took the largest crypto around 500 lower, the mood has since stayed buoyant. For good times to continue, however, material indicators believe that Bitcoin now must tackle these two trend lines, which have formed resistance for much of last year in 2022. And these are the 50-week and 200-week moving averages, with the bulls facing to retest them thus far, let alone flip them for support. Now, the 50-week moving average and 200-week moving average currently stand at 25, 345, and 24, 837. So they're literally around the corner. Quoting him here, Bitcoin must test key moving averages to confirm macro breakout or fake out, part of the commentary stated. And an accompanying chart, which you can see here, shows the state of the Binance order book at the time, with resistance shifting higher to allow the spot price to rise with it. And as reported, this phenomenon had already been playing out prior to the Fed event. And continuing, material indicators describe the subsequent Bitcoin price run-up as a herd of bull stampede through the gate. Where my long-term bull's at, in the absence of resistance pressure, quitting him here, whether it leads to the slaughterhouse or the auction house, TBD at the 50-week moving average and 200-week moving average. Now, currently, Bitcoin has spent longer than ever below the 200-week moving average, which is a key aspect of its 2022 bear market, which signaled it out from others in history. But furthermore, the two weekly moving averages in focus are forming what is known as a death cross, where the falling 50 WMA crosses under the 200-week moving average. So should this play out, analysts fear that it may engender fresh downside, as well as previously the case with events on the lower timeframes. Quoting Keith Allen here, no doubt risk assets have been correlated, but Bitcoin outperformed TradeFi in January with a 40% rally. Now SPX has a triple top on the monthly, and Bitcoin is headed for a death cross on the weekly. These are toppy signs, but the Fed, FANG, and labor market are dealing with the wild cards. So there you have it. Do you think this death cross is likely to shake up the bulls? How do you think this is likely to play out? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below, which leads us to our next breaking story of the day. In a case with LBRY, better known as Library, versus the SEC, they finally deemed that their sales were not registered securities or unregistered securities, which has been perceived as a massive victory, and the altcoin has surged literally 200% as a result. And many are anticipating that when there's clarity with XRP versus the SEC with their case and they win, that this altcoin XRP can also jump literally 100, 200 plus percent. So let's break this down. And also, this is a tremendous victory for the entire crypto industry. I just want to throw it out there. Library's native token LBC is in the midst of a parabolic run-up following new developments relating to its battle with the US SEC. The file sharing the payments protocol lost a court case with the SEC in November of last year after the federal judge ruled it violated security laws when it sold LBC. Now, Library's battle with the SEC had captured the attention of Ripple and XRP supporters as their own community continues to weather a similar battle with the regulator, which accused Ripple Labs of issuing XRP as an unregistered security late 2020. And after winning the lawsuit, the SEC hoped to get clarity from the judge that LBC qualified as an unregistered security, both during Library's direct sale of the token as well as secondary sales. However, the judge has reported starting that his ruling against or stating his ruling against Library does not apply to secondary market sales, implying that LBC is not a security. That's right. Now, John Deaton, who represented XRP holders in Ripple's lawsuit as an amicus and also spoke in court on behalf of Library, said in the recent video update that the judge clearly stated that his ruling did not apply to secondary market sales, quoting him here. Then he looked at me and said, amicus, I'm going to make it clear that my order does not apply to secondary market sales. He goes, so that should satisfy you, right? And I stood up and I said, great, if you would consider some language on how the token itself is not a security. And he smiled and said, well, I am a minimalist. And so he left it open there. But when you think about it, if he's saying secondary market sales aren't in play, then the token itself cannot be a security. If the token itself is a security, then that means whenever it's sold, it would be a security. At this time, Library is up over 140% in the last 3 days, and at one point was up 219% as it skyrocketed from a low of just one penny to literally 3.2 cents. And it currently has a market cap of only $17.8 million, but is still 98% down from its all-time high, despite the rally. Now, crypto legal expert Jeremy Hogan, known for following the Ripple lawsuit, asked what the LBC ruling and its subsequent price rally meant for XRP, given that Ripple is a much bigger profitable firm. Here's what he had to share. Below is the LBC weekly chart, up 100%, and Library completely lost the SEC lawsuit and is going into bankruptcy. So what does this mean? Viva vis, whatever that means for XRP, asking for a friend. So how do you feel this is likely to play out for XRP, which is one of the top cryptos out there? Let me know. And do you feel this is a bullish sign when they finally do get some sort of clarity from the SEC and maybe they say the secondary sales of XRP is not deemed unregistered security and then XRP can literally pump, considering the price has been suppressed since 2020 when at the time of this lawsuit when it began. With that being shared, now let's dive into the latest of what's going on with the Bank of China and their ban on cryptocurrency. The idea of lifting the crypto ban has started floating in China as a former central bank official called the country to review its stringent crypto restrictions. Now we have Huang Yiping, former member of the Monetary Policy Committee at the People's Bank of China. He believes that the Chinese government should think again about whether the ban on crypto trading is sustainable for the long run. He voiced his concerns about the future of fintech in China in a speech December, according to a transcript published by the local financial website Sina Finance, January 29th. The former official argued that a permanent ban on crypto could result in many missed opportunities for the formal financial system, including those related to blockchain and tokenization. Crypto-related technologies are very valuable to regulated financial systems, he stated, adding the following, banning cryptos may be practical in the short term, but whether it is sustainable in the long run deserves an in-depth analysis, he stated. He also highlighted the importance of developing proper regulatory framework for crypto, though admitting that it won't be an easy task. Quoting him here, there is no particularly good way to ensure stability and function as to how cryptocurrencies should be regulated, especially for a developing country, but ultimately an effective approach may still need to be found. And despite calling for an in-depth analysis of the potential long-term benefits of crypto in China, he also emphasized there are many risks associated with cryptos like Bitcoin. He argued that Bitcoin is more like a digital asset rather than a currency because it lacks intrinsic value, echoing a common anti-crypto narrative. He also claimed that a significant share of Bitcoin transactions is related to illegal transactions. Can you say FUD? And he also said that economics professor at Peking University National School of Development also admitted that China's central bank digital currency failed to reach wide adoption despite being launched many years ago. That's right. He added that allowing private institutions to issue stablecoins based on the digital UN remains a very sensitive question, but the pros and cons are worth considering. China has been long known for its blockchain, not Bitcoin stance, with Chinese President Xi Jinping calling for the country to accelerate the adoption of blockchain as a core for innovation back in 2019. And at the same time, the Chinese government has shown some hostility to crypto, eventually banning virtually all crypto transactions the next year in 2021. But despite the ban, China continued to be the second largest Bitcoin miner in the world as of January 2022, hitting at a large crypto community still existing in the country. And according to the official data, mainland China customers accounted for 8% of the collapsed crypto exchange FTX, despite the country's ban on crypto trading. Now, some local crypto enthusiasts even believe that China has never really banned individuals from possessing or trading crypto. So there you have it. How do you think this is likely to play out? It doesn't surprise me that they have like an anti-Bitcoin stance, but pro-blockchain, as Bitcoin is a direct threat to the central bank and Communist Party. Just throwing it out there, but it is inevitable as countries continue to adopt it around the world because the Bitcoin game theory is in full effect. Now let's discuss the latest of what's happening in South Africa. There's big news for those of you in crypto. That's right. Retail giant Pick n Pay to accept Bitcoin at 1,628 locations across South Africa. And this is pretty cool. They began testing their pilot actually in 39 locations a little bit back. And as part of its nationwide rollout, store customers will be able to pay for items using crypto via their smartphone apps or by scanning a QR code and accepting the South African rand's conversion rate at the time of payment. Good news, everyone. Crypto QR is now active at all Pick n Pay stores across South Africa, including Pick n Pay Express and clothing shops. You can also buy airtime and electricity, plane and bus tickets, and pay your bills with Bitcoin at the till. That's what's up. Let's get it. To pay with Bitcoin, customers will need a Bitcoin Lightning wallet and crypto QR scanner app for the crypto convert, which is linked to the Bitcoin Lightning wallet. The payment process requires users to scan an item's QR code through the crypto QR app and then proceed with the Lightning wallet to confirm the rate and complete the transaction. Twitter users shared their experience with using Bitcoin to pay for everyday items at Pick n Pay stores, quoting them here. My first Bitcoin payment at Pick n Pay for life, essentially. Pretty cool. This has come from Dr. Luke. And the move came after the country's financial regulator, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, amended its financial advisory legislation in October to classify crypto assets as financial products, bringing cryptocurrencies under regulation for the first time in South Africa and allowing financial service providers to offer crypto assets both domestically and internationally. Banking the unbanked. Let's go. The retail chain disclosed plans to roll out crypto payments nationwide in November and after years of piloting the service in selected stores. At first, an experiment with cryptos took place back in 2017 when the company began accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment in Cape Town, but transaction costs and wait times hindered the process. So during its pilot program, Pick n Pay partnered with Electrum and CryptoConvert to enable customers to pay via the Lightning Network, a second layer added to the Bitcoin blockchain that allows off-chain transactions. And amongst the African nations, South Africa appears to be making considerable progress in adopting crypto. South Africa ranks 30th globally in terms of crypto adoption, according to Chainalysis 2022 Global Crypto Adoption Index. It has also been estimated that about 10 to 13% of the South African population holds crypto assets. I love to see this personally, especially in third world countries around the world where the bankers have thrown their citizens overboard a very long time ago. And like I said, they are banking the unbanked as many people don't have access to financial products, let alone bank accounts. But Bitcoin is slowly but surely changing that, which is pretty exciting. And with that being shared, now for the moment you have all been waiting for, let's discuss a extremely bullish 2,000% Bitcoin rally looming as per ARK Invest, Kathy Wood, as she shared in her latest interview with CNBC. That's right. In this new interview, ARK Invest CEO Kathy Wood says she firmly believes the top crypto asset will soar by more than 2,000% within 7 years, quoting her here. In fact, we're a little higher than 500,000 in our base case for the year in 2030, and our bull case much higher. So their base case, this is the base case. It means the worst case scenario, $500,000 per BTC in the next 7 years. And the bull case, we're talking 1.5 million within the next 7 years. Let that sink in. Wood says that the scandals and bankruptcies that hit the crypto space in 2022, like the implosion of Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX, actually underscore the value of the decentralization and transparency in the Bitcoin and Ethereum ecosystems. Quitting her here, if you look at what happened in the last year, actually Sam Bankman-Fried didn't like Bitcoin at all, and he didn't like it because of its decentralization and transparency. What companies went under? They were highly centralized, non-transparent, opaque companies. So FTX, Celsius, Three Arrows Capital, if you look at what happened to Bitcoin, the network and Ethereum, the network, they really didn't skip a beat. All transactions were completed, all smart contracts opened and closed. I think that starting with 08 and 09, which is when Bitcoin really debuted, and even more so after the crypto fallout this past year, the collapse in many companies, this idea of transparency and decentralization is taking hold. And Bitcoin and Ethereum are two of the best manifestations of that in the crypto world. Very bold prediction coming from ARK Invest is Kathy Wood. Let me know if you agree or disagree with her. Let me know in the comments right down below. And where do you feel the king crypto is likely to end up before the end of this year? We're talking about before we head into 2024, the year of the halving. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to be? Can you see Bitcoin proceeding past 50,000 this year? Or do you think Bitcoin is likely to trade at under 50,000 before the end of the year? And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.